So, good morning, everyone. I'm here today with Rodri Lewis, who farms near Cowbridge. Rodri, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about your farm, first of all. Tell us what you've got down in Cowbridge.
So, we're milking 60 cows at the moment. Farm-wise, about 220 acres of fairly decent ground. Do a bit of everything with that. Growing 30 acres of maize, 100 acres of silage, which we sort of dropped back to sort of 80 acres once we've done first cut. Rest of that will be grazing. Sort of contracting side of our sort of farm. So it keeps us busy when we're not sort of flat out. Do quite a lot of hedge cutting, ploughing, that sort of work.
And how long have you been there, Rodri?
Grandfather's sort of 60 plus years been where we are now. I left school when I was 16, 17, did a fair bit of contracting work for driving for another contractor. Did a sort of a stint in New Zealand as well, before sort of coming home and pushing the farm on, really.
Have you always wanted to farm?
Yeah, massively, yeah. Couldn't think of doing anything else, really. So, yeah, farming through and through. Got his pluses, but yeah.
And I mean, what did you learn when you went to New Zealand that you've taken home with you?
Yeah, when I was in New Zealand, I was very much concentrated on tractors and machinery was a big part of my life then, maybe before cows. So looking back now, unfortunately, I didn't bring enough back sort of cow-wise then to see where I am now. I've sort of had a bit of a change of heart, I suppose, at sort of some point. I love New Zealand, but I'd love to go back, but really.
You talked about a change of heart. What do you mean by that? Are you looking more at a grazing cow now?
Yeah, at one point I could see us not having the cows and maybe doing more contracting and sort of other sort of farming till about sort of 3 or 4 years ago when I've sort of really got into the cows now.
So tell me about the cows that you've got. What are they?
So we're pedigree Holstein Friesian cows. We are a closed herd for 40 plus years. Milking, we were averaging about 7,500 litres a cow. But we've jumped up a massive amount now with a robot over the last 4 months. Hopefully we're going to be pushing about 10,000 litres in our over the 12 months and first year with the robot. We've gone up, 20%, I would say, on milk so far.
Well, we'll come back to that maybe a little bit later. I'd like to know a little bit more about your system with the cows first. So talk me through, are you all year round? Are you spring calving, autumn calving?
We're all year round calving at the moment. That works well for us, really. So we can keep quite a lot of cows coming through fresh, sort of with us. We've got sort of 80 cows, and we can keep 60 in milk all the time. We're more than happy at the moment.
And who do you sell your milk to?
Muller, where our milk goes to.
Are you on a solids contract or just a liquid contract?
No, just a liquid.
So you're always going to be pressing for yield, basically.
Yeah. We get a few bonuses here and there, but nothing too exciting then. So yeah, litres is what we want.
And what about the age of the herd and the number of replacements you try to rear each year?
So we're trying to expand slowly, so everything is going to sex at the moment, and we're only using beef on a sort of third attempt. We're pushing really, I sort of want 20 plus replacements a year at the moment, to see how that takes us, really.
And are you only breeding from your top cows now to look at your dairy replacements? Are you using genomics at all?
Yeah, so we're going, we've done a bit of testing. We're trying to get from the better sort of breeding. Hopefully that'll get us, put us in a good spot then for the next 3 or 4 years. We'll see how that works.
And how have you found the sex semen?
Yeah, good. It's a fantastic way of getting a replacement and sort of sealing what you're, knowing what you're going to get then, I suppose. Then always, it's always that surprise, isn't it? When you is it going to be a bull or a heifer? So we can, if you can cut that out, that's always a plus, isn't it? So.
And do you rear your beef calves?
Yeah. We'll take them to a certain age, depending on what space we've got coming up to the winter and bits and pieces. Depends on how we how long we keep them for, basically, what the food situation's like. So. But certainly try and get them up to stores anyway.
Right. So if we talk about your farming year, if you like, talk me through when the cows go out, what they graze, what they eat.
Right, yeah. So cows, hopefully, end of March, they'll be out, weather depending. They go out there. We strip graze pretty much all year round for the cows anyway. So that sort of, we do grow quite a lot of grass, and that sort of allows us to strip graze and sort of, yeah, takes the pressure off a little bit of buffer feeding when it does go dry. Things are all going to be changed this year because obviously it was our first summer with a robot, so it's going to be more changed. It's not going to be what we're used to anyway.
So you talked about the farm not only growing grass but growing maize. What else do you do?
Maize might grow a small amount of a root crop if we're short. Think we're going to be short of grass in the summer. That can get us out of a dry spell, basically, which always works well if we've got something like that. Grass, maize, and a bit of root crop. That's about us, really.
And in terms of the grass, is it permanent or is it a mixture of permanent and lays? And is it just grass or have you got herbal lays? What's the grass format?
I'm pretty much 90% short-term lays now. So we'll change up every 3 years. So either Westfalls or rye grass, basically. Small amount of permanent pasture for young stock grazing on some of them. Steeper sort of ground and stuff, it's a bit more challenging, so that stays as permanently, really.
And what, how much silage do you plan to make each year?
Acres wise, we'll do about 100 acres first cut, and then that'll drop back to sort of 70-80 second cut, and then we could be sort of 40 acres third cut then, depending on the summer. We can make sort of 700-800 tons of clamp silage. We're quite happy with that.
And the same, what do you do with the maize? How much do you aim? Do you mix the grass and the maize, or do you keep them separate?
Separate clamps they go into. So if we can average 20 tons to the acre on maize, we're 500-600 ton of maize. That'll put us a good way into the summer so they can have maize whilst they're still grazing out as well, which is a nice benefit.
And do you know what your sort of milk from forage figure is?
I don't at the moment. We're feeding for 21 litres then from forage on the feed face. So, yeah, that'll give us a fair idea. But yeah, we're going through an awful lot of change at the moment. There's no routine as such. Now we've got this robot going. So.
And in terms of what else they get in the way of concentrates, what else do they get?
So they get two kg of blend in the wagon, and then they're sort of averaging about 5 kg to the pallet or robot then, a cow. So that's taking us up to sort of 29 litres then a cow.
And describe the layout of your farm. You talked there about having a feeder wagon. So do you have cubicles with a central feeding passage? What's the layout of the farm?
Yeah, so with the new shed, we put a new shed up for the robots with 65 cubicles. So we've got a robot at one end with 65 cubicles then at the middle, with a feed passage down the left-hand side at the whole length of the shed. Feed face and then straight into cubicles then.
Obviously, you know, you have been looking at quite a lot of investment recently. Let's talk about the robots a little bit now. When did you first get interested in robotics?
So they've been something we've always kept an eye on, I would say, had a bit of interest in. Would I have said they were for us? Probably not. 10 years ago, we probably wouldn't have even considered putting one in. But it was, yeah, the time was right for us to do something. Our old parlour was, well, knackered really, and we had to do something. So when we sort of, when you start looking if it's going to be a robot or parlour, robot was a better option for us, basically.
A better option in what sense?
Financially, it was, I think, a cheaper thing to do, which people have a sort of an idea that robots cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands and this and that, but you can't go putting parlours in for much less these days, and you've still got to staff it. I wasn't the biggest milker. Dad was doing all the milking. He was having enough of that. Robots was the sort of the way to go for us, basically.
And what research did you do into what sort of robots you bought?
Yeah, well, we looked at quite a few robots, really. Quite a few different types, makes and stuff. But Lely did stand out, in all fairness to them.
And what did you see as the benefits? Why did you want to put robotics in the first place?
Labour and time, so we can concentrate on other things, really, within the cows then. We're achieving so much more out of the herd by not having to stand and milk then. The first thing you do after you finish milking, you sort of want to have 5 minutes. But now you can go up the farm, still put those hours in, but you just feel like you're achieving a lot more, really.
When did you install your robot? I believe you've got an Astronaut A5, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So that went in November. So we started straight off the winter. Cows came in and went straight onto the robot then.
And how did you find they reacted to the robot?
Absolutely fantastic. Everyone was telling us that, oh, it's going to be unbelievably bad and this and that. They'll be kicking it, they'll hate it. And it was exact opposite. So
you didn't have any issues with them getting used to it or not wanting to go into the robot at all?
No, not at all. We used it as a outer parlour feeder for about a week, putting all the cows were going through there having cake and not being milked. And we did that, and then come start-up day, we weren't really pushing cows at all. It was a really straightforward, it was a lot of work, but it was a very straightforward day, really. We had a lot of people sort of, oh yeah, we'll come and help, but we didn't really need anyone. It was two from Lely and myself, my dad and my mother, and it sort of, yeah, sailed away, really. So, it was a nice relief, really.
So you've now been using the robots for about 4/5 months. What have you seen in terms of changes in the cows themselves?
Very, very chilled and laid back. They weren't, you know, they were very quiet cows anyway, but now it's a total different, the total different herd. You can go in the shed, do anything to them. They're just happy, sort of roaming about, doing their own thing. So yeah, and you know, and all that reflects in what they're achieving, litres wise, fertility's up, feet, not having the problems with the feet. So yeah, no, it is ideal.
And in terms of how many times they go to the robot on average, what are you seeing there?
Between 3.1 times a day on the visits then, which obviously we were twice a day in the parlour. So, you know, another benefit for us.
So let's talk a little bit about the yield now. Earlier in the conversation, you said that you'd seen a big increase in yield. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we were 7,500 litres in our old parlour, our old system. And they've gone up 20% so far this winter. So, you know, we're knocking on the door of sort of 9,000-10,000 litres at the moment, which it could be, you know, if we can get up over 10,000, I'd be very happy. Feeding a little bit more cake, but, you know, nothing serious then. They're producing a lot more, they're a lot happier cows.
Did you think you'd get to those sorts of figures so quickly?
No, not at all. They sort of told us when we bought it, or when they were trying to sell it to us, that, you know, you need to, you know, expect that you know, it'll pay for itself, really. But when someone's saying that, you think, oh no, we've milked there for 50 years. You think, oh no, we know what goes on, but we've put them on this robot and it has changed everything, really.
So you talk about a lot of changes having to happen now because you've introduced the robots. You've talked about putting up a new building, for example. What other changes are going to happen? Because obviously these cows are going to go out to grass, hopefully beginning of April. How are you going to change your system?
Yes, we've got a grazeway to go in at some point, so that will that should change, or make grazing a lot easier, but very different. What are we gonna? Yeah, how will we achieve that? Put that in. So once that goes in, that'll be sort of the way to go, hopefully, with us.
Just describe what a grazeway is for people.
Well, I'll have to learn that as well. So it's basically a gate the cows can go into. They'll be diverted into whatever field or path that you want them to take, really. If, you know, depending on if they've been milked or not been milked, really, I suppose. So yeah, we've got an awful lot to learn about the grazeway system, which I think is probably more challenging than the robot, really, getting that right.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people think that robotics and grazing don't go together, but there are some very good examples of people who are milking through robots very well and very effectively with grassland. Was that one of your concerns about the grazing of the cows?
Yeah, massively, because we had no intentions that the cows would stay in then all year round. They would have had to have gone out. So it's something that we wouldn't have taken on. We wouldn't have gone down robotics if we thought we couldn't graze then. They've got to go out, and that's the next challenge for us, is to sort of get them in the routine of that then.
And what else have you seen apart from the milk yield? I mean, that's something that obviously you can immediately put a cost or value onto. How much does the extra 3,000 litres or 2,500 litres, how much does that mean to you?
Well, it's all about being efficient these days, and if achieving that sort of helps us carrying on doing what we're doing, well, there's some, you know, a massive sort of bonus, isn't it, really, to it all.
Can you see that you're being paying for the robot quicker than you thought?
Yeah, it'll certainly take the pressure off then. It is paying for itself, which it sounds you know, sound stupid, but it really does. If we sort of, if you knew that 5 years ago, you might have done it 5 years quicker. But yeah, no, it's it's ideal when you're in that situation. It is ideal. The pressure's taken off massively.
And then I think, you know, particularly in Wales, there are some really big issues with getting staff these days. Have you struggled with that, and is robotics a route out of that issue?
Yeah, so we don't employ anyone sort of bar family, so it's my grandfather, my dad, myself. So no, staff never really been an issue, but I wouldn't want it to be an issue either. So obviously this is an ideal thing for that, and that we don't have to worry about outside employment. So we can only shout at ourselves then. So
has it changed your life or your lifestyle in that respect?
Massively. Dad's seen a big difference. We're not tied. Everything used to rotate round milking. We vary, 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't matter what had gone on or what is going on, everything would come to a stop. Silage, you might just be getting into the flow of a day on silage, and 4 o'clock comes and it's all shut down tools and go and milk cows. So it to change things is massive. We're finding you can go off and do things in the afternoon, you know, you can go out and socialize at 4 o'clock and not think, whoa, I got, you know, curry back to milk, got to do this, got to do that. It is total life changing, really.
And in terms of the health of the cows, you touched on that a little bit earlier. Can you run through that in a bit more detail?
Yeah, so I think we're spending a lot more time with the cows. They're obviously a lot happier. So we can do so much more work with them, their feet, keeping an eye with, you know, AI in, getting cows in calf a hell of a lot quicker than what we were, really. It all fits into a happy cow, really, I think.
Have you seen a change in somatic cell counts?
Yeah, we're a lot better with that. Mastitis is way down. Almost non-existent at the moment, touch wood. So yeah, that's another huge plus.
And these, obviously, all of these things come together to mean some really big cost savings for you.
Oh, massively. With things like that are only going up in price, and stuff. So yeah, no, it's huge saving.
So you don't feel you need to look back, and in some ways you wish you'd made this decision earlier, do you?
If you had to find any sort of downside to it, be that didn't do it early enough. But yeah, no, definitely.
So tell me a little bit about your future plans for the farm. I think a little earlier on you talked about wanting to expand cow numbers a bit. That obviously might mean a second robot, because I think, you know, the general average is 60, 65 per robot, and you're just about there, I think. Do you feel that robot's under any kind of pressure at the moment, and where do you want to go with the herd?
Certainly in the next 12 months, that robot's really going to be packed out on cows, especially, you know, we'd like to get up to 35 litres a cow, so that, you know, that robot is going to be at 65 cows is really going to be maxed out. So we'll get as efficient as we can with that one robot, try and get everything at the best we can get it, and then we'll start, you know, looking at a second robot and a second shed, basically. Within 5 years, we'd like to be well on our way with a second robot.
What sort of cow numbers are you looking at?
If we could get to 120 cows, I'd be more than happy. I think there's a big future in that.
So that's basically doubling your cow numbers.
Yeah, and that I think we can. We got the ground to do it. Wouldn't have to sort of go hunting too much for extra ground. I think it would be silly not to, really.
And your own future on the farm? Obviously, you're totally committed to what you're doing there. Is there anything else you'd like to do or get involved in?
Yeah, I think sort of next step is sorting out a vendor machine for the milk. That's a big thing. We've got to get more for our product, really. So that might come before a second robot, but we'll really need to look down those lines, getting a bit more value for the milk.
What's your milk price at the moment?
We're on 32.5 at the moment, with a couple of increases on the way. So hopefully we might not be too far from 35p, but with all the costs of everything, is that enough? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, the costs of everything, unfortunately, seem to be creeping up. So I'm sure you'd be looking for a much better return if you had a vending machine. Are you in a good area for a vending machine?
Yeah, we're literally a couple of miles from the, 5 miles from centre of Cardiff, right on the edge of Cardiff. So we've got a couple of very busy roads and stuff. So yeah, no, could easily be done, but it's time and investment. So once we get all this sorted, I don't want to be running around like an idiot trying to sacrifice on some things. We'll get this robot going for 12 months, get the cows happy, grazing and things like that, and we'll hopefully take it to the next level then.
Do you think robotics are a way forward for farms where they work?
Oh, massively, yeah. There's no question about it. They're way ahead of any sort of new parlor you could put in with the data it tells you. You can't really compare them to a parlor. They've all got their pluses, but parlors, but yeah, I don't think you'll beat a robot.
And we haven't talked about the sort of information that you get from the robots. Talk us a little bit through that and how that's changed how you're managing the cows.
Yeah, well, you can get as much information or as little as you want, really. That you can spend hours and hours, pretty much every detail you want from the cow. It's all there for you to use and put it into practice, really. From what she's eating, what she's yielding. I just use the conductivity for the milk. You can work most things out on that. It tells you quality, any issues and stuff. So that's all, you know, makes life a hell of a lot easier.
And can you pick on any one particular thing that you've seen with that information?
Yeah, sort of, well, any sort of issues you can just sort of relate to, really, and get them sorted. Sort of individual yields of quarters, I think, is absolutely fantastic. You think of a cow doing 30 litres and splitting it between the four quarters, but how wrong you can be with some cows. So things, you'll learn a hell of a lot about your cows with a robot more than you will with a parlour.
Great. Well, Roger, I think we've had a really good discussion this morning. Thank you very much indeed for your time, and I wish you all the best with your robotics and your next robot sometime in the next couple of years. Thank you.
Thank you. No, it's been lovely chatting. Thank you very much.